Ruth's Reward, Chapter 2. Shover's Green Chapel. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Psalm 26, verse 8. Ruth, you shall not go to chapel today, said a harsh-speaking woman. But, mother, I do so want to go, said Ruth in quiet tones. You little hypocrite, going to chapel, making out you are so good, replied Mrs. E. Well, mother, I really have done all I can, and I am going to take Mary and Bill along with me, so they will be out of your way, and the baby is asleep.
It's all very well for you to talk. I've had enough of this canting. It is only to make people think you are so good.
And with that, Mrs. E. slammed the door in a terrible passion. Poor little Ruth. What should she do? She had tried that morning to do everything she possibly could that she might be able to go to chapel, though it was so much trouble for her to walk about. And now there was all this upset and passion. You must not think Ruth was different from other boys and girls. Oh, no, she felt very angry and hurt at her stepmother's unjust remarks. And as she hobbled along the road to the chapel, a great battle raged within her heart. The chapel was only about a quarter of a mile from her home, so she could manage to get there. Some years before this time, she was now about 12 years old, and there had been placed in Ruth's heart by the Holy Spirit a desire after God and the people of God. She could not understand the strange feelings herself, but she knew that deep down in her heart there was a desire to go to chapel and to know about God. When quite young, these lines of a hymn seemed spoken to her heart. Oft as the bell with solemn toll speaks the departure of a soul, let each one ask himself, am I prepared? Should I be called to die? And from that time there was in her young heart a longing to be prepared for death. Sometimes she had been afraid of going to bed, in case she never woke up again. At another time, when she was at school, and the class were having a scripture lesson on the 25th chapter of Matthew, it affected her very much. You have heard read that wonderful parable of the sheep and the goats, when the Lord Jesus will come in all his glory, and divide the sheep, those who have been made to feel their need of Jesus to save them and wash them from their sins in his blood, from the goats, those who have not prayed for their sins to be forgiven. We read that Jesus will set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left hand. As the teacher was telling them of these solemn things, poor Ruth was afraid that she would be one of the goats, and that she would hear those awful words, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." And she fainted right away. Also, when some little playmates died from diphtheria, she was very troubled. She knew there was a place called heaven, where good people went when they died, and she knew there was a dreadful place called hell, and she had been told sometimes when she was naughty that she would go there. In the field there were some sand pits, and she used to wonder if deep down there was the place. She was very nervous in thunderstorms and would run and hide in some dark corner. Once there was a terrible storm, and two horses were killed, and she feared that the end of the world had come. Ruth, on the other hand, was sometimes helped and felt encouraged by having answers to her prayers. Once she prayed to God that it might not rain when she was going to some special treat, and it was wonderful how the weather cleared and she was able to go. One day she asked her father if she could be christened and confirmed at the church, as she thought she would then be more ready for heaven. But he very kindly said to her, "That would not do you any good, my maid. God must change the heart." How Ruth tried to be a good girl. But alas, she had to learn that she was a sinner, and needed nothing less than the precious blood of Christ to wash her from her sin and make her whiter than snow. What a great blessing it is, dear readers, to be taught to pray from our hearts, "Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace."